I don't think it's like training camp because everyone looks good without pads on, you know. So the pads are the football pads are the great equalizer. We can get a lot done right now, and we can get a lot accomplished. But it's hard to evaluate all the new guys without the football pads on, without hitting.
Is it fun working for Williams? He seems like a feisty guy, fiery
guy. He's great to play for. He knows everything. He knows every position on the defense. He explains everything. He delivers everything. There's no gray area with him. He shoots you straight, and you appreciate that as a player.
It's a good time for him to maybe wake these guys up too. The rookies maybe point out some things.
Oh, there's definitely a culture shock. He demands your all-out effort every single day, and so all the other stuff he's good with, but you just can't. You know, he wants total buy-in, and he wants your total effort every play, and we can fix the other stuff. And so far, everyone's been buying in. It's been good.
How much better can this defense be?
We could be a lot better. I think if you look at the numbers the last 2 years, we were just average defenses, I think right in the middle of the pack. And looking at the other defenses in our division, we need to be a lot better in order for us to get to where we want to go.
You're spiking certain games and look really nice and think you're on the ascendancy and then fall back.
Well, I think that's the main thing. We just can't be as inconsistent as we've been. Some games we're dominating, others it seems like we can't get anything together. And so we just need to be more consistent throughout the year. And some of that's experience. Some of that's just a little bit of there's a lot of different things that can go wrong in a game plan. So I think really we just need to be more consistent. I think we have that. We have guys that are experienced, our new guys are smart football players. And, that's what this time right now is for, is getting all these reps and trying to get stuff down.
And when you leave for a month, you come back, you have to – how much of a refresher do you need, or the kids?
Hopefully we won't need much of a refresher. Hopefully the guys are staying on top of their stuff. We keep our iPads. Playbooks are on there, and even if they took them from us, we should take good enough notes by now that you know what you're doing. And it's just you have to be intentional to keep looking at it. It's easy to just kind of go away and sit there and kick your feet up and just think about, oh, I'm just working out now. But you got to stay on top of your football drills, and that includes all the mental stuff with what are your checks, what are your reads. And the more guys do that, the better we'll be to start off camp.
Has it been like that ever since you've been in the league? Or you've had to do a lot of studying off camp?
Yeah, I mean, I think all linebackers should know every position on the defense. I think that's just part of being a linebacker. So I hope the other guys approach it the same way. You can kind of try to give them tips on how to study and stuff, but ultimately everybody's their own person, and they got to make that decision in the offseason.
James, you've seen a little bit of Kenny Britt. What do you think?
Well, Kenny's pretty impressive, especially physically. He's been doing really well. You can tell he's really been making some nice catches out here. And what I love about Kenny is he brings a great energy. Usually when you've been out here with the defense, we're always kind of speaking our mind. We're very talkative. Like to talk a little crap to the offense. And, he's the one guy that's brought a lot of energy for them, and he brings it back. And that's a beautiful thing. I can't wait till camp because, it's going to be a very physical camp because he'll be sharing his thoughts with Janoris. I'm sure Janoris will be sharing them back. And you need that, though. You need guys that just want to go out there and compete and fight and get after it and just bring passion. I think that's what Kenny brings. I love the guy. He's fun in the locker room as well.